$32 billion. That's how much News Corp, the Murdoch media empire, is worth. And this tiny fraction, $1.6 billion, is from News International, Murdoch's British subsidiary of newspapers, including The Sun, the most popular paper in the country, more than 7 million readers every day. But The Sun and News International are under close scrutiny. 300 million emails. That's what News Corp's internal investigation has given to police in an effort to clean up the ongoing phone hacking scandal that shut down Britain's oldest newspaper, News of the World. So far, over the course of the investigation, which started last year, more than 30 have been arrested from News International, including top executives. Among them, 9 former and current staff from The Sun arrested in recent weeks amid allegations of bribing public officials for information. All have been released on bail, none charged, and few have spoken publicly about their arrests, but those who have maintain their innocence. Nearly 200 million and counting. That's how much the phone hacking scandal has cost News International, from legal fees to settlements with victims. News Corp is now facing 3 ongoing police investigations, 1 parliamentary inquiry and 1 judicial inquiry, as well as a number of civil lawsuits. It all adds up to 1 big headache for Rupert Murdoch. So, will he rid himself of his prized British paper, The Sun, to save the rest of his empire? Answers perhaps when Murdoch arrives in London this week. Atika Schubert, CNN, London.